Granny. There are no good gold medals in cricket, unfortunately, but if there were, one would surely go to Todmorden stalwart Andrew Sutcliffe for a remarkable bowling performance that guaranteed Todd's survival in the first division of the Lancashire League. Things started to look decidedly dodgy for Todd after the loss at the end of July of prolific Australian professional Will Bosistow, who returned home nursing a foot injury. His departure precipitated a slump that saw Todd lose 4 games out of 5 to go slithering into the danger zone with 1 match to play, a trip to new champions Darwin. But cometh to the hour, cometh the man, and former skipper Sutcliffe quickly demonstrated he was in no mood to see his side go slithering out of the top tier. With Darwin batting first, Sutcliffe grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck with a remarkable spell of bowling that saw him take 8 wickets, including a hat-trick for 16 runs from 12.3 overs, a bewitching off-spin to hustle out the champions for a meagre 44. His figures were the best of his career and the best in the Lancashire League this season. Todd knocked off the runs for the loss of 1 wicket to secure top-flight survival. Meanwhile, Lancashire League rivals Wolston lost their final match against Norden to finish in 8th place, 1 above Todd. We'll be reviewing the campaigns of both clubs in our next edition, but we can reveal now that Wolston has signed a new professional for 2023. He is Sri Lankan all-rounder Sachin Jawardena, 28, a right-hand batsman and slow left-arm bowler who made his first-class debut in 2014 and has 3 centuries to his name. He's been playing for Haverick in the Cumbria League for the last 2 years. Football now, and news of wildly differing fortunes for Woodhouse in their first 3 matches in the West Riding Sunday League. They opened their campaign against Cock and Bottle, always a strong outfit, and slumped to a disastrous defeat by 11. Yes, 11-1, scored by Stephen Lee Parker. Things could only get better after that, and indeed they did. 2 weeks later, Woodhouse met West Vale at Savile Park and this time romped to an 8-2 triumph. Their goals came from Remy Allen, who hit a hat-trick, Sam Thomas-Holt, who scored twice, Alex Mather, Nathan Rooks and Sebastian Winstanley. However, it was back to square one next time out with a 5-1 reverse against Park VC. So, one way or another, it looks as if watching Woodhouse over the coming months isn't going to be dull. And finally, we bring glad tidings with the news that our friend the Scarecrow has been back on duty on the edge of the square at Halifax League Cricket Club, Bridge Holmes. We trust he has enjoyed his summer break and returned like the proverbial giant, refreshed to keep those crows at bay.